The Lady's Maid, Part 1. 11 o'clock. A knock at the door. I hope I haven't disturbed you, madam. You weren't asleep, were you? But I've just given my lady her tea, and there was such a nice cup over, I thought, perhaps. Not at all, madam. I always make a cup of tea last thing. She drinks it in bed after her prayers to warm her up. I put the kettle on when she kneels down and I say to it, "Now you needn't be in too much of a hurry to say your prayers." But it's always boiling before my lady is half through. You see, madam, we know such a lot of people and they've all got to be prayed for, every one. My lady keeps a list of the names in a little red book. Oh dear, whenever someone new has been to see us and my lady says afterwards, "Ellen, give me my little red book," I feel quite wild, I do. There's another, I think, keeping her out of her bed in all weathers. And she won't have a cushion, you know, madam. She kneels on the hard carpet. It fidgets me something dreadful to see her, knowing her as I do. I've tried to cheat her. I've spread out the eiderdown. But the first time I did it, oh, she gave me such a look. Holy it was, madam. "Did our Lord have an eiderdown, Ellen?" she said. But I was younger at the time. I felt inclined to say, "No, but our Lord wasn't your age, and he didn't know what it was to have your lumbago." Wicked, wasn't it? But she's too good, you know, madam. When I tucked her up just now and seen, saw her lying back, her hands outside and her head on the pillow, so pretty, I couldn't help thinking, "Now you look just like your dear mother when I laid her out." Yes, madam, it was all left to me. Oh, she did look sweet. I did her hair, soft-like, round her forehead, all in dainty curls, and just to one side of her neck, I put a bunch of most beautiful purple pansies. Those pansies made a picture of her, madam. I shall never forget them. I thought tonight, when I looked at my lady, now if only the pansies was there, no one could tell the difference. Only the last year, madam.